This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. This is the season when members of Congress and senators usually meet with constituents, but conservative activists are making that hard this year. They've been bombarding lawmakers during town hall meetings across the country. Some members have resorted to holding their town hall meetings by phone, which is not the case in Alabama. Two Democratic congressmen just won their jobs last fall and know they will face the voters again soon. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Congressman Bobby Bright is spending the August break navigating the lush green backcountry of his South Alabama district. He started Wednesday with a meet and greet at Sister's Restaurant in Troy. A vegetable plate and fried cornbread in front of him, Bright explained why his squash casserole hadn't been touched.
Rutabagas, I like broccoli and I like rutabagas, but I just can't eat squash. Too much.
But after the chit-chat about the fine southern food and the local baseball team in the Dixie Boys World Series, voters like Bob Lambert wanted to talk about the health care proposals before Congress.
What I've heard about eventually is going to go to a single-payer plan. I mean, that's what we're hearing down the road.
Yeah, I'm hearing that, too.
We have the best health care in the world.
Yep.
I have friends in Canada that have called me and said, don't you dare go into this system, because if I've got a prostate problem, I can't even get to see my doctor for 6 months. I'm telling you, Mr. Congressman,
Don't let it happen.
I mean,
Bright listens, then asks what should be done to curtail the rising costs of medical care.
Because right now, the price of health care is escalating at a tremendous rate.
Oh, well, I'm not saying we don't need health care reform, okay?
I got you. Okay.
I'm saying we don't need the government running health care.
That's been the message this week for Democrats all over the country, some heckled and booed by unruly crowds. Even Blue Dog Democrats who oppose the current legislation haven't escaped the conservative wrath.
And let people know about it.
About 150 people crashed Alabama Democrat Parker Griffith's news conference in Huntsville this week, demanding a town hall.
Are you afraid to have a town hall meeting?
No, sir, I'm not afraid of anything.
How about now, he said, and proceeded to answer questions for about an hour and a half, emphasizing that he has been fighting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's agenda.
Well, let's see. I voted against the stimulus. I voted against cap and trade. I voted against the bailout of the banks. Every major bill that has come before us that expanded government, I voted against it.
And he promised to do the same when it comes to health care. All three of the Democrats in Alabama's congressional delegation, Griffith, Bright, and Artur Davis, who's running for governor, opposed the bills now before Congress. Back in South Alabama, more than 100 people waited to hear Congressman Bright at the town hall in Goshen, population 300.
Our speaker has arrived. He took a few extra roads, but he got here.
I did.
Bright is the first Democrat to hold this House seat in more than four decades, and he's quick to display his conservative credentials.
Whatever plan's out there, number one, I won't support it if it supports abortion, because I'm against abortion, you know.
There was no heckling here, just a room full of worried seniors. Marcia Trotter held a handmade sign that read, "My Life, My Business."
And what I keep hearing is that you will be required to meet with a board to discuss your end of life options. Now that's my life and that's my business, and I want the government in it.
Bright explained that wasn't in the bill and warned voters that special interests have been trying to distort the health care debate. Who can we trust? One man asked. It was a hard question to answer. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.